Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want... Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
10 minutes now before the top of the hour. Welcome back to the News Hour. Our guest is Greg Thompson. He is the Action Coach, a certified business coach who provides business help, advice, coaching, and mentoring services to small and medium-sized businesses. Greg uses all of these tools, methodologies, and systems that has been perfected over tens of thousands of businesses worldwide, and what he wants to do is get you results. In addition, Greg facilitates something called Moxie for the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk to him about what that is and what happens with this interesting group available to Urbandale Chamber members. Welcome to the News Hour, Greg. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Michael.
So tell us a little bit, first of all, about what it is that you do. I mean, we, you know, advice and coaching and mentoring, and what are the top three things that business people get stuck with that they call you about?
Probably the top three, I would say, would be time, team, and money.
Not enough time.
Yep.
Not the right team.
Right.
And not enough money to do what they want to do.
Yep. A lot of times a business, sales, revenue are rolling along pretty good, but they're not bringing it all down to the bottom line. Mm-hmm. It's not going down to the profit. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times that's when they'll look me up and bring me in, and decide where the issues are, what's happening to those dollars between the top of the P&L sheet and to the bottom of the P&L sheet, and then we go to work on those and fix them and address them. And excuse me, most of the time the business owners know what needs to be worked on.
Sure.
The challenge is their focus and their discipline and the accountability, and that's really where, as a coach, that's really where I come in, and that's where we get our best results and really make things happen for them.
I would suspect of the three things that you just clicked off, time, team, and money, that the most difficult of those three things would probably be the team aspect.
Yeah, the team is a challenge because a lot of business owners got to be business owners because they had a passion for the industry or the world that mm-hmm. they're in, and they never really totally understood or got trained on hiring and interviewing and the tools needed to hire the right team. So they hire, you know, they need a person, so the next door neighbor's son or daughter needs a job, so okay, we'll hire the son or daughter. Yeah. Well, that's great in the beginning, but then 2 or 3, 4 years down the road, all of a sudden that son or daughter won't work, doesn't fit with the way the business is growing. So that's when the team doesn't fit for how the business is growing.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, I'm doing a presentation for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry next month, and we're talking about the three things that I talk to people about all the time. The reason that people are not buying goods and services from some businesses that are out there, they've got antiquated infrastructure, they've got the wrong people in the job, or they're getting their message out in antiquated ways, you know. And I come at it from the marketing perspective, totally different perhaps than what it is the business running the business, but very similar types of things that are out there, and people wrestle with these things because they think they know what they don't know.
Yeah, and they're technicians. They really understand their industry. They're willing to work hard. They have a passion for it, but they really haven't been trained. It's kind of a trial by error learning situation. And some business owners, they really start out and they're fighting the battle, and they get into that 6th, 7th, 10th year, and it's kind of like, wait a minute, I know I'm leaving money on the table here. Mm-hmm. I know I'm working 80, 100 hours a week, and there's got to be a better way to do it.
I think we all work 80, 100 hours a week, don't we?
Well, I try not to, but there are weeks, yes.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, I think that anybody that owns their own shop, you know, this morning, for example, I was awake at 3 o'clock. Yeah, you ever do that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to say yes.
Yeah, sure you do. And I think we all do it, all entrepreneurs out there. You know, we get to a point and we wake up and you start thinking about stuff that has to be done or, you know, and yeah, I've learned a long time ago, Greg, if I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up at 3:15 and let's go ahead and get started and get this thing rocking and rolling, although I do kind of fade out before the 10 o'clock news. Greg Thompson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Action Coach. He's also doing something kind of unique for our friends in Urbandale, at the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. It's something called Moxie. I had the opportunity to go to one of these classes one time, and I found it absolutely fascinating to be there with other business owners. Tell us a little bit about what Moxie is, how you facilitate it, and what results you hope to get out of that.
Sure. Moxie is a business owner roundtable, so it is for business owners only. It is for a member of the Urbandale Chamber. There is no extra fee to attending Moxie if you're a member of the Urbandale Chamber. It's one of the benefits of being a member of the Urbandale Chamber. And we've been meeting now, I think we're in our fifth year. So the group meets once a month for 2 hours. And it's a time for business owners to come together and discuss, share, vent, pass ideas off to each other on how to be more successful in their business. The biggest probably takeaway of it is it's 2 hours that you get to work on your business versus we're always working in your business.
Mm-hmm.
So confidentiality is a must. Every month we sign confidentiality agreements, so nothing leaves the room, and it's quite beneficial. The business owners that partake really seem to enjoy it, and they say very good things about it.
Yeah, when I was there, what I noticed is, and this is the way it works, you go around the room, and there's an opening session, and there's some intellectual discussion and some training that happens in the very beginning, and then folks go around the room, and they talk about what is it that's bothering you? What are the top two or three things that are really, and then throughout that, what Greg does is then he kind of distills all this into one, two, or three different topics, and then asks others that are there to offer some insight into how to fix whatever the issue are. Is that
right?
Yeah,
usually, yes, that's correct. Usually around the room, around the table, there is somebody, another business owner, that's had that same challenge mm-hmm. in their business or going through it now or can foresee it happening. So they either ask questions or throw out advice and saying, hey, when that happened to me, here's how I handled it. And that was either a good way to do it or not a good way to
right,
do it.
Right.
So it's really a good sharing of ideas and best practices. And a lot of times HR issues, marketing issues come up quite a bit. Those are probably two of the biggest issues. Sometimes there's pricing issues that come up. You know, a challenge if your largest customer is thinking about leaving you. You know, how's that conversation? How can you keep that customer?
Absolutely. Greg Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, and what I think is really cool about this, Greg, it's no additional charge for the members of the Urbandale Chamber. Kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely right. When Tiffany came to me, I think 5 years ago, and said, would you be interested in being the facilitator for this? She goes, I want to offer it as no extra charge, and it's just an opportunity for the business owners that are members of the Urbandale Chamber. It's a chance for them to partake and get involved. A lot of the events, it's tough for the business owner themselves to get away and get to. But this is exactly set up for that and a sharing of the different business owners
good
around
stuff.
The table.
Greg Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Action Coach. To find him, all you have to do is Google Greg Thompson Action Coach. It's that easy. For Greg, for Michael Leo from the Strudel House, for Tyler Hackenmiller, who's producing the show today, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, hope that you've had a knowledgeable afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Cheryl Tessier with us and C.W. Smith. For all of us, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man, would you please? Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.